Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Today, we're going to play a kind of musical Where's Waldo with the Afro-American Symphony by William Grant Still. For his first symphony, Still wanted to compose music that reflected the America he knew. One of Still's earliest jobs was with W.C. Handy's famous blues band, so he wanted to put the sound of the blues into his symphony. You may have heard people say that they feel blue when they're sad. Musical blues are about feeling sad and also have to do with blue notes. In music, the word blue refers to changing certain pitches in a scale. That changes the mood of the piece. William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony is based on the bluesy little melody you just heard. Here it is again, this time played by a clarinet. When a composer takes a bit of melody and builds a larger piece around it, the bit of melody is called a theme. In the Afro-American Symphony, the theme sounds different, sometimes very different, in each of the four movements or sections of the piece. And that's how Where's Waldo comes in. If you've ever seen a Where's Waldo book, you know that sometimes you have to look really hard to find Waldo. Of course, with music, you have to listen for Waldo. In the second movement of the symphony, the theme is still pretty easy to hear. First, the oboe plays it. Then more instruments get into the act. But the oboe has the last word. The third movement of the Afro-American Symphony is much livelier than the first two, and it starts off with a different theme. William Grant Still has a pretty unusual instrument going in the background there, a banjo. Still was the first composer to use a banjo in a symphony. Speaking of background, playing Where's Waldo in the third movement of the Afro-American Symphony is kind of tricky. So far, every time you've heard the Where's Waldo theme, it's been out in front as the main melody. But composers love to play around with themes and do different things with them. Now, see if you can hear the theme we've been following. Here's a hint. Remember, background, and listen closely to the trombones and trumpets. Could you hear it? If not, listen again. The ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba that the trumpets and trombones are playing in the accompaniment is the Waldo theme. Finding Waldo, I mean the original theme, in the fourth movement is much easier. It's out in front again, played by a flute and an oboe. Here it is a little higher. And the last part of it sounds really different. By the end of the movement, which is the end of the symphony, Still has stretched out the theme so much that you almost can't recognize it. Isn't it amazing what a composer can do with a simple bit of melody? Next time you listen to a piece of music, see if you can pick out the theme and all the different things the composer does with it. William Grant Still did another interesting thing with his Afro-American symphony. He attached a bit of poetry to each movement of the piece. Next week on Classics for Kids, more about that poetry and about Paul Lawrence Dunbar, the man who wrote it. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next week for more Classics for Kids.